The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network
on News Talk.
There is one story dominating the headlines this morning, and it is the comments made by President Michael D. Higgins. The Irish Examiner has the headline, Higgins, housing is our great failure. President calls housing crisis a disaster, says the Irish Times, and the Independent goes with President cross the line with housing attack, says ministers. Let's remind ourselves of why everyone is getting so hot under the collar.
I have taken, as Walter, to speaking ever more frankly in relation to housing, because I think it is our great, great, great failure. It isn't a crisis anymore. It is a disaster. And I think that we have to really think about meeting the basic needs of people in a republic, be it about food and shelter and education. And building homes is what is important. It is not to be a star performer for the speculative sector internationally or anything else.
Well, the crowd liked it. It was a passionate speech. It was made at the opening of a new supported residence homelessness facility in County Kildare. So there was context to where Michael D. Higgins was speaking, but it is unusual to have a president, an occupant of Áras an Uachtaráin, coming out with controversial comments, if you can call it that, on current government policy. So did he cross the line or not? 53106, do you agree with what Michael D. Higgins has said? Are you taking this line that Michael McDougall came out with this morning on Breakfast? He was right in what he said. He was wrong to say it in the way that he did. Rory Quinn, former Labour leader and, of course, former party colleague, ongoing party colleague in many ways, of Michael D. Higgins is with me. Good morning, Rory.
Good morning to you and to your listeners.
Do you agree with what Michael D. said?
I agree with the sentiment. I share his frustration at the fact that we haven't got a decent system of enabling people to get into a home and then to start to pay off the mortgage associated with it. We're a very rich country now compared to what we were before. And Michael D's frustration is a frustration that I share.
But do you agree that the president, I mean, nobody voted for Michael D. Higgins for him to become a wallflower in the Phoenix Park, but do you agree that the president should make a comment like this, criticising government?
That's a sharp and delicate line, and Michael D. is well able to do it far better than I could possibly do. But all I can say is, in the inner city of Ringsend in particular, which, when I started in politics, had terrible housing situations, and it was through Dublin City Council and the way in which they made money available and provided housing for people who, in turn, when they got a few shillings together, were able to pay off their mortgage. That, and it was done by the City Council and by city councils across the whole country. That system, of which I am familiar and which I can now see out the window where I'm in Sandymount as I speak, that system seems to have been replaced by people who want to make money from other people's difficulties. In that regard, I'm with Michael D.
Okay. In many ways, he wasn't just criticising the current government. He was criticising past governments, including governments of which you were a member, let's not forget, which had to make difficult decisions, we know. But was it a guarded criticism of the entire housing policy for the last three governments?
No, I wouldn't necessarily share that point of view. I mean, what I was referring to when what Michael D was trying to say was that there is a way at the bottom of the market where somebody has to intervene and provide possibilities for people to get houses themselves with the assistance of a local authority. That's the model that I grew up with. That's the model that is now in Ringsend and related areas where people have moved on in a constructive way. What is happening now, insofar as I understand it, is there's all sorts of intermediaries who are actually making profit from this kind of activity. And in that regard,
okay,
I think...
Well, look, yeah, and I hear what you're saying, but is it the president who should be saying this?
I think Michael D is a very good president. I think he is right to be able to articulate something. Every other person who's trying to see their children or grandchildren get into a property that they can pay for are frustrated with the difficulties that are there.
Yeah.
And in that regard, it might have been an outburst. It was a well-intentioned outburst. I think sometimes my heart is with Michael D in this regard.
But if you were a minister in the cabinet right now and you had, regardless of Michael D's politics, would you be happy as a minister with the president saying what he said yesterday?
In a democracy, and we still have a democracy. I think that's part and parcel of what people are entitled to say and to do.
Well, hang on a second. Paddy Donegan called the president a thunder and disgrace back in 76, and he had to resign for comments that were off the cuff. These are comments that are on the record right now from the president, and we'll hear from the minister the next hour. Are we in that area and that territory?
No, we're not. And in fact, the full details of what that man did many, many years ago was adjusted to be acceptable for the times that were in it. He was far more blunt and far nasty in a way that Michael D would never have been.
Well, the language I won't repeat at this hour of the
morning.
Exactly. Is the Labour Party standing by the Labour president?
No, I was asked a question, did I support Michael D's approach? And my answer is yes.
Okay, and just because Labour are in opposition right now, does that make it easier for you to say that?
No, it doesn't. I mean, I'm retired from politics in that regard. I was asked a question. I heard Michael D's response. And I said, I support his point of view.
Okay. Ona Brin is with me in studio, Sinn Féin TD for Dublin Midwest. It's a strange position for you to have to agree with a Labour politician, but I'm presuming you agree with what Michael D said yesterday.
I do. I thought his intervention was very powerful. I don't believe there is anything controversial in what he has said. He has described the reality for tens and tens and thousands of single people and families across the state. And he is being critical, not just of this government or the last government, but the government before, because his specific reference to criticism of policies that promote speculation begins with Fine Gael and Labour and the changes to the tax regime affecting real estate investment trusts that are causing so much damage, along with other institutional investors, to our residential, particularly private rental sector. And I think there is a role for the president of the day within the broad conventions that are outlined to at times act as the moral voice of the nation, to say the things that need to be said. And we have now had decade after decade after decade of rising homelessness, rising house prices, rising rents, anemic supply of social affordable housing, and a chronic over-reliance on big private investors, big landlords and big developers. And the situation is getting worse. So in fact, I would think it would be controversial if the president were not to raise some level of alarm on a crisis as deep as
this. We have a convention, though, that the president stays out of day-to-day politics. That has been long established. It's not in the Constitution. It is a convention. If that convention is to be done away with, if Sinn Féin get into government at the next outing and you have an occupant of Áras an Uachtaráin who's not a member of Sinn Féin or not a Sinn Féin candidate, you won't be too happy if they're criticising your policies.
I also think there's a convention that children shouldn't be living in emergency accommodation for 2, 3 or 4 years. I also think there's a convention and a widespread desire for people to see governments, whatever policies they choose, is a separate matter. Michael D isn't telling the government how they should fix this problem. He is reminding them that there is a problem that they are not fixing. And I think in that sense, he's staying on the right side of that line.
I'm conscious that people, this is a very loaded phrase. Is it a populist thing to do right now for the president to stand up and say something that's obviously the case, but it's whether he should say it or not is the question?
If you're asking me, is it populist to say it is wrong that ever more children and families are in emergency accommodation, then all I will say is that is a welcome thing from the president. The president is describing the reality. He is saying to all of us, not just to government, but to opposition and to industry and the voluntary sector, this crisis should not be allowed to continue and it has to change. And I have to say, I read some of the comments from government ministers this morning. For them to criticise the president's remarks while hiding behind the curtain of anonymity is cowardly. What they should be doing is reflecting deeply on what the minister, what the president has said, and asking themselves, not how can they attack his comments, but what changes in policy and investment levels need to be made to turn this crisis around.
They will be on the record later on, and Taoiseach Leo Varadkar will be with us after 10 o'clock. We most certainly will be talking about this to him to see what he says. I'm sure his language will be couched, but it'll be interesting. Michael D gives out plenty, says one News Talk texter, but did little when he was in power himself. Someone else says Michael D was 100% correct in his speech. The government have failed the people of the Republic. He's just one person who can call out the government. After all, we live in a democracy. He's expressing a view that most ordinary citizens agree with. Let's speak to Mary Loftus, who is a renter and somebody who is at the sharp end of this disaster, as was described by the president. Mary, good morning to you.
Good morning.
You were recently told your rent is going up. How much by?
Yeah, about a month ago, I got a rent review and my rent is going up €600 or a 70% increase. So I think for any family in Ireland, that is a disaster. There's no other way of putting it. And what makes it really galling and what makes it all very angry, and I'm just one of about five or six families in the same position here in rural County Sligo. What really makes us very angry about this is that it seems to be legal. So a landlord has only to show that he has three or that there are three comparable properties charging the higher rent for him to justify the rent increase. And in this case, the landlord concerned has three other houses himself, and he's showing those rents as his comparisons.
But to be fair, I'm sure that everything is being complied with within the letter of the law. But can
that's the point, you know, that it is within the letter of the law. So our policy makers are failing us. Rules are failing us.
What does it mean for you, though, to have to face this increase of €600 per month?
Well, what would it mean to you if you got a €600 increase? You, first of all, you've got to earn so much more to be able to hand that over on a monthly basis. So, you know, you can just imagine the impact for me and for five other families, as I say, in rural County Sligo. This is just a massive impact. And our concern is that if this is happening in rural County Sligo, in Tubbercurry, the home of normal people, you know, it is happening up and down the country. So this is a national disaster. And we really need our TDs to do something and not just to talk. We are calling for the extension of rent pressure zones right across the country. If this is happening in Tubbercurry, everybody needs that protection. If this was a rent pressure zone, the landlord would only be entitled to increase the rent by 4%. And instead, he's allowed to increase it by 70%. Is this not a national disaster?
I mean, the issue here is that it's not a rent pressure zone, as we know. So therefore, the landlord is fully within their rights. And the conversation, I'm sure, will be had. But do you think you'll have to move out?
Yeah, I do think I'll have to move out. And I think that some of my neighbours will be in similar positions. I mean, this is really a crisis situation here. It is a disaster. So people are absolutely facing homelessness. We have had the Simon Housing Clinic here in Tubbercurry on a weekly basis, and they are seeing people who are actually facing homelessness. You know, that's their role to try and prevent that. But that is the situation that people are in.
Mary Loftus, thank you very much for that viewpoint from Sligo. Ona Brin, just back to you to finish up on this. We wring our hands when we look at America not dealing with gun control. And we look at them going, oh, how come they're not solving this? Well, you know, everybody throws their hands up. Oh, this is a terrible crisis and we can do nothing about it. We need to look at this in the similar way, don't we? It's a different kind of crisis, but it's having a very real impact. You hear the threat of somewhere in rural Sligo, which, you know, people think this is a Dublin issue. It's not.
Well, first of all, the housing crisis is affecting every county and every part of our country. What I would say with respect to the appalling situation that Mary's in, my understanding of the Residential Tenancies Act as a landlord is not allowed to do that. Outside rent pressure zones, landlords can only increase the rent in line with market rent. To demonstrate that, they have to show other properties. But the idea that those properties can just be the other properties of the landlord is not the case. The Residential Tenancies Board has a rent index which shows market fluctuations. No rents have gone up 70% over the last 2 years. And therefore, I would strongly encourage Mary and other affected tenants, if they haven't done so, engage in the first instance with Threshold or contact any of us to get advice, because no landlord should be allowed to increase the rent by 70%. And to answer your question, this housing crisis is solvable. The government has the money. We have 90,000 vacant homes across the state. Even with the increases in construction costs and the impending increases in interest rates of the ECB, it is still possible to have a level of public intervention for social affordable houses to meet the level of need that's out there. It would be possible for government, for example, tomorrow to extend a ban on rent increases to all private rental tenancies as an emergency measure for 3 years and to introduce a refundable tax credit to put a month's rent back in every renter's pocket. It would be possible, for example, to do what Helsinki and Finland have done and to end long-term homelessness and the need to sleep rough. If the same policies that have been implemented in that country were implemented here, things can change. And the idea that this is somehow a force of nature and government after government can simply blame somebody else is no longer acceptable. One of the things I think that Michael D. Higgins, President Higgins, said yesterday was very important. This is not some peripheral issue. This is fundamental to people's well-being, shelter, secure, appropriate and affordable accommodation. And in fact, ironically, when the state had far, far less money back in the 50s, 60s and 70s, we were able to guarantee both by supports for people who wanted to build and buy their own homes and large-scale council housing, good quality, affordable homes. We can do it now. It's lack of political will, not available investment and policy options.
Ola Brint of Sinn Féin and Rory Quinn, formerly of the Labour Party, and Mary Lottis, thank you all very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.